Gimel Beis in the Rush. So the Mace is Mutl Berchob Eshel Derech. It's about a third of the way up. Ramal is called Derech, and he's stretched across the full width of the path. And it's impossible to go down that path without going over the where the mace is. So then he's tummy for truma. If the mace is not stretched across the full width of the path, so it's possible to move to the right or to the left and not go over the mace. So even after truma tor, the subak tuma rishis harabim is sveikot tor, because the subak tuma, which in rishis harabim, the subak tuma is tor. Then, even in a case where it goes across the full width, but if it's in pieces, a mumtzo mashubar, the chatichas, he's cut into pieces, a mephorically worm, or broken apart into different limbs. Filu ein loy mokum laver. One half of the mace is on the right till halfway across the width of the path or ruboy. The other half is on the left side, also going across or ruboy. Well, so a person walking straight, he's definitely going to walk over either the half on the right side, which goes across till the middle, or on the part on the left side, which goes across until the middle. But if a person would go, he went first a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right, so he didn't go straight. So when do we say the Tilin Shalber Ben Aprokim? When do we say that he did this walking a crooked path? Bimahalach, when he's walking, not when he's riding an animal or when he's carrying a package. Okay. So the Mishnah said, there's a din of tumah tzofa. So if the person has a suffix, he became tummy with a tumah which was floating. So the din is suffix tumah tzofa is tor. So the more tzofa and matamal and sheretz, the tzofa is not matzah. This halacha is not limited to mace. Now, till now, tumah tzofa is halacha by mace. The din of tumah tzofa, a tumah which is floating, and he has a suffix, whether he became tummy to it or not, applies to tumah sheretz as well. It applies to tumas maga. If the tumor was contracted through touching, so we have a suffix can be touched, and the tumor is floating, he doesn't know if he touched it or not. So that's what we have. This halacha, the tumat sofa is tor. But with more later on in regards to mace, tumas oil, he's a suffix if he was mal and the tumor was floating, there's no din of tumat sofa is tor. Mace through maga, the more seems assumes the same thing as sheretz.
Maybe later on. Isn't that the mission we have? The ohel, it's metamen?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So nothing more. So the Tanya, Sofik Tumat Sofa, Bain Bekalim, Bain Bekarka is to her. Whether the situation is there's in the ground, there's water, and there's something floating on the water, or if you would have liquid in a cleat, And the same thing would be the question in regards to whether the person touched it or not. And it's sofa. So if it's a case of a sofa, it's tahara. This halacha that tumah sofa is tor, sofa tumah sofa is tor, is only in the karka. Shmuel says, so where do these come from? Shmuel says,
I say, isn't it all this tally on whether it's Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachid?
So this overrides the din of Tovah Sametum Rishus Yachid. Even though Sametum Rishus Yachid is Tomei, Safik Tumah, which is Safa, is not. It's Rishus Rabim Bitar anyway. So my time in the Tanna Kamba. So Sava Tumah Rishus Rabim is Tor. So you don't need to do Sava Tumah Safa. Sava Tumah Safa is the Chiddush, is even in Rishus Yachid, where normally Sava Tumah is Tomei, because it's a case of Safa Tumah and it's floating, it's Tor. My time at the Tanna Kamba. So I'm Rav Yisrael Bar Avudimi. See, B'chol Asheres Hashareitz is one pasuk. Which is Mashal Kol Makom Shu Shareitz. Wherever you have your sheretz, even when it's floating, see Al Ha'aretz when it's on the ground, which means it's not floating. Kol Ketzad. Vare Mago is Tomei. Safak Mago is Tor. So this is what we learn out from these, the contradiction of the Psukim, that there's a difference between a Tumah which is floating in the case of Safak. So the Pasuk says that the Cholashar Tashoritz is anywhere is Tomei, that's the case of Vare. That which it says is Dafka Loris is the case of Safak. Okay. Rishimon differentiates between Kalim and Karko. My time up. So Amar Ula Ksiv says, Ach Mayan Ubor, Mikve Mayim Yitor, send the Pasuk. Okay. Then it says, at the end of that Pasuk, Uksiv, Yitma. The other average is taken out. Okay. Okay, it's up. So for Mikhailim is Tomei. So the character Tor. So in the pasuk itself, it says Mayan Abor, which is on the ground, is Tor, and at the end of the pasuk it says that it's Yitma will be Tomei. That's in the case where it's a suffix in when it's in the cave. Okay, let's see the Rosh. Bottom rush on some of the base. Not suffer too much suffer. When the kark gets tore, in the keli it's tummy. Suffer too much suffer. Bein mekelim and mekark. The rush has the gears of the tetnan, and there is in the Gemara. Changing from the word Tanya to the word Tanan. Mishnah even prepared to all the Masechta Taharis. So Masechta Taharis deals with these cases of subject, these kolam of subject tumah, etc. So it says this Mishnah, which doesn't mean they're the Rabbanim necessarily, means the Chachamim have clarified the halacha that they're Torah. Subject to itself up in Amayim. So that's what the Mishnah makes a list of the different things which are the Torah. What is the subject to Tumah when it's floating? Tani Basar Haki Subit Tumah Tzav Apnei Amayim. Pir Shetir Chachamim Bein Remayim Shebekelim Bein Remayim Shagabi Opiya Karka. So we're now explaining what I said before. Tzav Apnei Amayim means whether it's in Kalim or in Karka. Okay. Chief Kola Sheretz, Asheretz, Dimash, Bekom Wakim, Shusheretz, Pirish, Roy Lishretz, Filo Alamayim, still Matame, any place where it could go. So, to make the Tuma, even of the water. Chief Sheretz, Asheretz, Aloretz, Dimash, Adafka, Aloretz, Matame, not on the water, on the ground. Okay, it's a body in Naga, it's Bekom Wakim Tame. In case of Adai, even in the water. Al Basafik Noga, Alamayim. In a case where it's a Safik Noga, then Alamayim is Tor. So why the Chumman differentiate between Kalim and Karka? Why does the Shimon differentiate between Kalim and Karka? See if Achmayan or Bor, Mikve Mayim Yitor. The Masha Nagea Besherit Shal Pnei May Mayan Ubor Umikva. It's Tor. And it doesn't mean Vada, it means case of Suffolk. See, but say, the Yeba Hemi Tamar, the Mashal of Chomokim. That any place where he would interface with, even on the water, such as water in a Kaili, it's Suffolk Tome. Tanar Bonan. Something more. So. Okay, so a person standing in the water, and his suffix, he became Tomei. The situation was, if a person, if there's Taharis, and the person is the suffix of if the sheretz touched the Taharis, but the person schlepping the sheretz. A person is slapping the sheretz, and that was a suffix. If it touched another person, or if it touched Taharis, Truma, Kachim, whatever it is, Kolani told him, Bahanigrorim, Sveikin Tomei, Imeshein Kimunochit. Since they're being held or being dragged, so there's a person holding it, so the. It's not even though he's holding it while it's floating on the water, it's not called Safek Tumat Safa because there's a person who's holding it stationary. Bahani's rocking, but if a person would throw it, even though a person was involved, at the moment of the Safek of the Tuma, it's no longer in the hands of the person. So that's Tor, second Tor. However, this halacha doesn't apply by kazayis min hameis, which the subject was even in the case of a nizrak. If it was as it was nizrak, if it was a mile over the taharis. Or the hamal al pnei tuma, or the other way around, that the kazayis is not of the mason not being mile on over the taharis. The question was the person mile over the kazayis of the mason? So that doesn't have a deal with suffik tuma tzafa. And holdover shematama milamala kilamata. There's no din of suffik tuma tzafa. So what's an example of a tuma which has a tuma above and below? So they're matame things which are beneath it. Even without the process of touching it, by being above it, it moves it, or being below it, the zov is below something, and something is above the zov. There's a din of a zov is lying, and there's things which are on top of him, multiple layers. There's no din of maga, but they're on top of the zov. they become tamei as well. So that situation would come in a situation of tzafa. We would have a zava to zava floating. There would be no din of tzafa tzuma tzafa. So the rush. Kolam Yisolim Ani Groyim Im Noto Sheretz Biyodai. The person is holding it, a Gora Bar, or he's dragging it. Eitzel Taris near Taharis Sofak Noga Sofak Loi Noga. He's not sure if he touched it or not. Sveik and Tomei, so the Sofak is Tomei even though it was on the water. It's not called the floating item because the person is holding it. But he's rocking. So some learn the pshat is because in the air is a form of floating. It's the same thing as tuma safa al panei amayim. So what's the difference between tuma safa al panei amayim and the tuma is floating through the air? And the safik, if it was naga or not? He threw it. Safik hail al taris. So it's tameim. And if safik, if the kazais and mace went over with the Tyrus were, that's Tomei. The Tyrus, Tuma, Tzafa, Mikroi, the source for the halacha that Tuma, Tzafa is Safik, Tuma, Tzafa is Tor, is a pasuk by Sheretz. The Sibah Sheretz, Yerminan, we learn from there. The Rinan, Ella, Tuma, Smaga, the Shaykh, Sheretz. So, the Torah wrote it by Tumas Maga. Sheretz is a form of Maga. So I would not apply it to oil. Or Vamayel al Penea Tuma. Kenzor Taris Savakilu alamase. So the Kazai Sina Mace is floating. And now, or it's in the ground, and he threw something else in the air over it. Sabek heilu alamis. Vegamim sabek maga is tor. So the law is that the din of sabek tumat safa is tor applies if this was maga, whether the tuma is safa or whether the Taharis is Safa. And we're saying in the air is like Safa. So in a scenario like that, of that, by Maga would be Tar. Bein Shatumat Safa, Bein Shatarat Safa. But over here by oil, that's not true. Okay. The Hachis of Tosefta, how do we know that even by Taharat Safa that's true? Tosefta to Taharis. Kishem Shatiru Safak Tumat Safa. Katiru Safak Taharat Safa. Okay. Ketza. So what's an example of Taharat Safa? A Reva Shoyza Tumea Tumas Mace. So you had a container made out of wood. The rave was a kneading trough. They would use it for kneading dough in it. Shoisha tomei tumas mace. It became tomei tumas mace. So now, so it's a rishon. Higer shal tuma karach besiv obin yor. You have an item of truma, a loaf of truma, which is wrapped in something. Nitan b'seichay, nasan b'seichay, and so the reva will be matama the water. So well, even if it wasn't, but then we weren't watering it. So there was no direct touching from the reva to the kikar, because it was wrapped in something, which, or at least on the bottom, it was blocking that it shouldn't touch. So the reva is not being metama the truma. And now the yardak shaman, when he smiles, rain came down, the reva got filled, and the haray, the etzavav, it'll be haray who tzofa panei mayim, it's floating. Savak noga ba, savak loy noga. And we have a question now: did the while it was moving and it's floating, it might have touched the kli directly? So sekator, and they should say savak taharet tzofa panei mayim. So that's a case of a tara tzofa, which is tor. Think about Rabbi Yosi Rabbanim, Perek Dalet, Mesechtas Taras, Tani Hazarik Tuma Mimakim Mimakim, Kikar Lebenim Avtechos, Avtech Lebenim Kikris, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda, is tor. So we have a tzofik. So remember, in the air is like Tuma. It goes under the umbrella of the lachos of Tuma tzofa. We have a tzofik if it touched. So gave an example of whether it was a kikar of truma near some avteches which were tameh, some keys which are tameh, or alternatively a key which is tameh between the kikars of truma. So the subject took place while it's flying. Did it touch? So loch is tor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kikar lebein avteches is tameh. Avtech lebein kikars is tor. When the tumah is the one which is floating, it's in the air, so that suffix is tameh. That the suffix is tor. But when the kikar is the one which is floating, Rabbi Yehuda says, then you don't have the suffix tumah itself. It's only when the tumah is suffix. But over here, where the key is sitting on the ground and the kikar is flying, the Tanakhama says that's also tor. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not. The loch is dafka tumah itself and not tahara itself. But the Tanakhama says there's no difference. So, regards to over here, the Brisa which says Kazayis min ha'meis or mayel apnei tumah means either the Kazayis is flying, that's tumah tzofa, or mayel apnei tumah means the tumah is stationary and the taharis is flying. So, had it been a case of maga, according to the Chavim, that would be suffik tumah, suffik tahara tzofa, by maga is tor. It's not the Brisa, but by oil is different. Okay. So zav the loch is matama milamala lamata. Even though there's not direct contact between him, something which is beneath him or above him is tame. The matama below nigia, so they're tame without even touching. So then there's no din of safa. So second tame lotira elu safik tuma zmaga. So the tumah which is contracted through maga, this is a din of tumah itself. It's contracted through other types of tumah. Even a situation would be a tumah itself, there's no din of suffix tor. So if something's beneath him, there's a din of hesed. If he causes it to move, he's tame, even if he didn't touch it. So you'd have a situation where the zov is floating, and there's a kli nearby, and there's a suffix that maybe he caused the kli to move. So that's hesed. But it's not maga, so suffix would be tame, even though it's a tumah, it's a case of tzofa. Okay, the Moria has a series of shaylas down to the bottom of the page. So we have this halacha of tumah tzafa is tor when the tumah is stationary. There's no din of suffix is tor. So what about the following situation? Mace b'kli, the mace is put directly into a kli. B'kli tzafa panei amayim, and the keli is floating. So the mace is munach; it's not floating. But practically, it's floating because it's sitting in the kli, which is floating. So it's the main thing. So Mao, what's the law? But the kli is leaning. But the mace is leaning. Do you look at where the mace is? There's a gears which has the garage and the gears to Maya is leaning. So do you look where it is? It's inside of the kli, and it's therefore it's munach, or it's floating in water, and therefore it's not munach. Okay. Into the summer, Bosha Kliya Zidin. If you say you look at what the Kliya is, it means it's Munach. What would be in the situation where you have Mesa Gabi Sheretz? Mahu. So the Mesa is floating, the Sheretz is Munach on the Mesa. So you're saying, if you're assuming that you say the mace is munach in a kli, the case before, so the sheretz over here, the mace is munach on the sheretz. Or do we look at, these are both items of tumah, so it's not like it's all floating on the water. A kli is different than a mace, but this is tumah and tumah. So the tumah is, all of the tumah together is floating. Or do we argue, since their tumahs are different, even the high tumah erev, the high tumah is shiva, mace is a 7-day tumah, and sheretz is a 1-day tumah. Command the machs the tumah of kli dam. So we look at it; it's the same as the case of a kli. They're two different things. We look at it as a thick layer of tumah. There's no difference between a tumah tzafah when it's a half an inch thick or it's 3 inches thick. So there's more tumah sitting on top. It's just all of the tumah is floating. Okay. If we're going to assume that since one is a tumah serev and one is a tumah shiva, we look at them as two distinct things. So now it's a case of that the mace is sitting in a kli. And we said before, that's called munach. There's no din of suffix tor. What about the following case? Of a tome, and therefore, in that situation, suffix tumah, there's no din of suffix tumah over here. It's vade tome. It's tome vade. Sheretz agam in the veilah tzafa, mahu. What about when they're both tumas eretz? So in the case of one's a tumas eretz, tumas shiva, I understand it's two different things. So you don't look at it as one layer of tumah, you look at two different layers. And the upper layer is munach. What about sheretz and the veilah? Kima tavayu tumas erev inun. So do we argue they're both the same type of tumah? Because they both have generated tumah for 1 day till the evening. So therefore tumah smithi, it's like it's just a thicker layer of tumah. And the whole tumah is now sofa. So suffix tumah tzafah is tor or not? Dilma hay kazayis hay kadasha. They're different. The tumah of a nevela is contrasted with touching the size of a kazayis. The tumah of sheretz is contrasted with touching the size of a kadasha, of a lentil. So they're not the same type of tumah, and therefore we look at it as being distinct. And the upper tumah is munach on the bottom tumah. So the thought, there's no din of suffix. It's not considered sofa. It's not floating. Which is okay. Sheretz gonna be sheretz mahu. So what about if it's two shrots in one on top of the other? Do you say hani vadi shchalas shiurinu? They're the same. They have the same length of tumah, the same type, size of tumah. So it's a double. It's one. It's a thicker layer of tumah, and the whole thing is floating. Oh no, the mipsikim yadar, the two distinct pieces. Although there's no din of tumat safa, and it's considered that the upper one is munach. All the sumim in the case of kli, it's called munach. So over here, it's called munach. Okay, it seems to learn sheretz lagabi sheretz kim the mipsikim yadar command the mancha bekli dam. So what? Let's assume that case is considered like it's munach and the kli, because it's two distinct, separate things. What about the following? Sheretz lagabi nevela shinimucha. The nevela has started to deteriorate to the time it came liquefied. So there's a thick layer of the liquid of the nevela floating on the water, and the sheretz is floating on top of that. Kibin the nimucha havel mashka. So we look at it as a liquid, so it's floating on a liquid. Odilma hai uchluhu. But it functions, even though it's liquefied, it functions as an oichel. Because it comes from an oichel. So it has a dinner, it's still considered like there's something else there, and it functions more like an oichel. We discussed this once. What's the halachic status of like something like ice cream in regards to the din of mashka? It's considered a mashka, it's considered a reichel. What's the shir tumah? And well, you have to wash your hands. I'm having some ice cream with pie, so the ice cream melts in my pie, so now it's I'm eating a food which is liquid, which is going to, so I have to wash my hands. So it remains its status of an oichel even after liquefies. A lot of people can assume that.
Does it happen immediately? The melting, I mean.
Right. Would make a difference.
Okay. So it's immediately.
Saying even if it's. Okay. The uchluhu, since it comes from an oichel, it's considered that it's munach on the oichel, and the oichel is safa, but it's not called safa. Sheretz lagabi shikh b'zera mahu, that's a liquid. Okay, so it starts out as a liquid. It seems alarmer. No, kima the misakra harbali ki uchlo. It starts out from a person. It's not considered an oichel. It's not considered a liquid. It's considered like an oichel. Sheretz lagabi mechatus. Mechadus safan apnei amayim mahu. So mechadus is a liquid, but do we say because the afer which is mixed in makes it like a thicker thing, so it's like it's distinct from the rest of the water? So the sheretz is sitting on top of that, which is sitting on the water. So it's not called safan. Which is lo yadinan teku. Okay.